for the American people. I've got one question. Do you smell
bullshit?
WeKnowBullshit.com.
Chemtrails. Right now, 75% of Americans ages 17 to 24 years of old, are not qualified. Let me repeat.
We don't know you, we don't want you, and the sooner you're put out to grass, the better.
Now they're racing to find out to see if the suspect was mentally unstable or a lone wolf terrorist.
Squirrel. They were now, quote, hunkered down, close quote.
It's pre-crime. This was meant to be the first post-ideological generation, right? This was meant to be the generation that never thought of anything bigger than our Facebook profiles and our TV screens. This was meant to be the generation where the only thing that Saturday night meant was X Factor. I think now that claim is quite ridiculous. I think now that claim is quite preposterous. I think now we've shown that we are as ideological as ever before. Now we've shown that solidarity and comradeship and all those things that used to be associated with students are as relevant now as they've ever been. You know, the most incredible thing that happened on Wednesday, I went down. I thought I was gonna go down in lunch break and then get back in time for lessons. Perhaps I should have known they put the guy in charge of the G20 in charge. Perhaps I should have been more concerned for my life than for whether I was going to get down for lessons. But when I tried to get out and I was told it was a sterile area by police officers standing and not letting anyone out, I thought, well, that's why we need a university education. If we don't get one, we end up in police uniforms. When I was kettled in there, I was with thousands and thousands of school students who'd come down with their ties around their heads in their school uniforms, and yeah, they were cold, who'd come down, who'd never been on a protest before, who'd never joined a political party or been involved in a political movement before, who didn't have any economic knowledge or political degrees, but they were there because they believed in something. They were there because they believed in something bigger, and they were there because they knew that either... You know, there weren't a million choices. There were two choices. Either they laid down and took whatever the government threw at them, or they stood up and fought back. And so those school students who'd never been involved in anything before stood up and they fought back. And when they were in that kettle, being kettled in by police, you know, the word went round as we were sitting, huddling around fires, sharing out what little food we had, and the word went round, people said, we know what they're up to. We know that they don't think we're a danger to the public. I'm 15 years old. People there were as young as 13. We know they don't think we're going to run riot through the streets of London. We know what they're up to. They think that if they kettle us now, we're not going to come on a demonstration ever again. Well, let the word go out from today, people said. Let the word go out about next Tuesday. Let the word go out about next week and next month and next year that they can't stop us demonstrating. They can't stop us fighting back. And however much they try to imprison us in the streets of London, those are our streets, and we will always be there to demonstrate. We will always be there to fight. People who had always thought that the police were just those people at the other end of the telephone line to help if there was a burglary. People who'd always thought that the media were just those friendly newspaper men who were there to give them that unbalanced picture of the facts. People learnt a lot last Wednesday. People learnt a lot as they huddled around fires and then emerged from that kettle to see headlines like vandals on the Evening Standard that afternoon. People learnt a lot when a police van was left in the middle of the road so that the police could tow it away and show the whole public, look what vandals these people are. People learnt a lot. So the message that goes out from last Wednesday is very clear. We are no longer that post-ideological generation. We are no longer that generation that doesn't care. We are no longer that generation that's prepared to sit back and take whatever they give us. We are now the generation at the heart of the fight back. We are now the generation that will stand with everyone who's fighting back. The most inspiring thing, I think, was that just after Wednesday, hundreds of people joined a Facebook group, school students joined a Facebook group in solidarity with RMT members on strike. Those are people who previously thought tube strikes was something annoying because they stopped them getting into school. Now they think they've got to link arms and fight back with everyone. So we want to show solidarity with everyone who's fighting back. We hope you'll show solidarity with us and send a strong message to this government that they can't throw their cuts at us. We're going to stand up and we're going to fight back.
If you get video of Sarah Palin or get a soundbite from her, bring that back to us. You can hold the Ron Paul stuff.
Now, the Tea Party, that energy, that upwelling of energy, that rejection of that unfairness rapidly became a political vehicle for all sorts of interests that had nothing to do with what the Tea Party started on. And you don't have to look any further than the Tea Party's refusal to actually engage the banks. I'm sitting here as an anchor at MSNBC. I'm like, oh, man, when the bank reform comes, the Tea Party's going to be on their throats. There's no way they're going to be able to get away with this. Nowhere.
Don't look over here.
nowhere. And so you get this first rejection of a Tea Party. Then you also have the Obama wave.
Hello, everybody.
Which is Obama's going to fix. President Obama will fix this. Senator Obama will become president and he will fix this.
I think
it didn't happen. I believe the occupation is like the third wave. Think of it like sets of waves of energy or hands at a blackjack table. The origins of the occupation, which I don't know, I don't know if anybody will ever ultimately know.
Problem, reaction, solution.
I think are less, for me, are less relevant than the energy of the rejection of unfairness that is being continued to be expressed either through the support of President Obama and his candidacy, which was the perception that that would get fixed.
Bullshit.
The emergence of the Tea Party before it was co-opted, and now the Occupy movement, which honestly, that if history is any indication, the Occupy movement won't go anywhere either, by the way, but you will continue to see waves of rejection of unfairness because the world is so transparent now that everybody can see it. Everybody knows the problem. The problem is our government is bought. The Democratic Party is bought.
We just need cash.
The Republican Party is bought.
Just send your cash.
That's not an opinion. Remember, 94% of the time, this is a fact, 94% of the time, the candidate who raises the most money wins. That is not a democracy. That is an auction.
Look, when I was a kid,
let me be clear.
I inhaled frequently. That was the point.
These guys, these sleazeballs in the chat room just kicked me off.
You've been banned.
Hey, that's right. John Stewart was kicked.
No service for you.
Oh, someone called you an impersonator.
What a bunch of douchebags.
Yeah, really. Hold on. Let me douchebag him for you.
Douchebag.
Anyway.
Right, I'm done with them.
We'll do it live.
Squirrel.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
No, C-SPAN. Why would you watch that? Because that's actually where you get news from, douchebags.
Why don't you get an advertiser, they always say.
Sponsorship, underwriting, advertising, call it whatever you want.
Nobody doing podcasting, professional level, good quality podcasting, as we're doing, has taken it serious.
Daddy, where's the slide whistle?
We are seriously, you know, we have programs. We came up with the night thing. We've got a different kinds of the.
We also don't call it a tip jar. We don't work for tips.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, no, we do this. We're seriously doing this, and it's like take it or leave it. This is the model we're working with.
Our formula is this. We go out, we hit people in the mouth.
It's going to be a lot better. The product you're going to get is a lot better. If you get anything out of it, you get something out of it, you know, contribute. I mean, just the way this is new.
Dvorak.org/NA.
We have a butt.
In the morning, cool weekends.
FM.
Weenie.
And the butt.
We have a butt.
Cool weekends in the morning, 97.1 FM.
Cool weekends in the morning with Weenie and the butt.
WQHG 97.1.
97.1.
Butt slam.
That's Manic Monkey on 97.1.
Manic Monkey.
Well, cool weekends in the morning.
All weekend long.
Weenie and the Butt.
In the morning.
On the radio.
I think we have a wiener. And that's Dickie the Punchline Donkey on 97.1.
Dickie the Punchline Donkey on cool 97.1.
Cool weekends.
On the radio.
In the
morning.
FM.
Cool.
WQHG!
Cool weekends!
In the morning!
On 97.1.
97.1!
I want you to take your cell phones out of your pocket. Go ahead, I'll wait. The Lord has time to wait for you. Now, we're going to make America move forward. Just text me. 958613. I'll wait for you. They were throwing babies out on the floor! It was an evil thing!
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
Nailed it!
There may be.
That's all.
I am everywhere. Let me stroke my white pussy for a moment.
Here's Johnny.
Here, baby.
what channel was this? What idiot was this?
The guy on PBS is an idiot.
I'm a fancy, fancy Englishman.
Try to bamboozle the idiots who actually listen to MSNBC.
This is the most amazing douchebaggery I've ever seen. And just
stupid journalists with their douchebag stories. Wolf Blitzer sitting in front of this green screen with his jacket on. I mean, dude, do you know you're a douchebag? It's douchebaggery, I tell you.
No Agenda is the best podcast in the world.
The best podcast in the world! TimeToRiot.com. RickPerryIsAnIdiot.com. Search.NAShowNotes.com. AdiosMofos.com.
It's Crackpot and Buzzkill.
Lesang Wu!
China, 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 China.
Vagina.